For many women who marched in Charlotte Saturday, it was a year of political involvement and female empowerment. Many men across multiple industries lost their jobs after sexual harassment allegations surfaced, sparking the Me Too movement. At least 5,000 walked through the streets of Uptown Saturday in the second Charlotte Women's March, according to one CMPD estimate. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
First-timers and returning marchers came to First Ward Park in their pink knit pussy hats, many with homemade political signs and chants.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Energetically yes, leading that chant is Pat Martinez of Charlotte. She says she's participating in the march to give Latinas a voice. She's also hopeful
that more women will get involved in the election process. I myself am contemplating it.
She didn't elaborate any more about what position she was considering. Another marcher says she's paid more attention to local elections since last Women's March. 37-year-old Amber Popham says she went to the one in D.C. last year. Since then, she's shifted her focus from national politics back to Charlotte.
It's just as important here in Charlotte. And so to be a part of the community here and fight for what we need in this state, I think is important. So it's different, but it's great.
And she's become more involved in local politics.
I voted in the local elections for the first time in my entire adult life, which is probably sad to say, but I'm trying to make myself just better educated about what's going on here.
One woman who was elected this year is Dimple Ajmera to an at-large city council seat. She's the first Asian American to serve on the council. She came to America from India when she was 16. Ajmera spoke at the beginning of the event in First Ward Park. She called it a movement, one, she said, that embraces diversity.
A movement for all women, white, African American, Hispanics, Asian Americans, Native Americans, all women.
Ajmera thanked Gen Xer and baby boomer women for paving the way for her, a millennial. And she hopes to do the same for future leaders. Of course, it takes support from both sexes, she says.
We cannot forget to thank our men who also fight for women's rights.
For my daughter-in-law and my seven-month-old granddaughter, and I'm a teacher, and I'm also here for all the female students I teach.
That's 64-year-old Ray Tyler from Fort Mill, South Carolina. He teaches U.S. history at a high school in Rock Hill. He holds a black sign with white block lettering that says, "This is what a feminist looks like."
We need to focus more for women, less on the shape of their body or how attractive they are, and more on the content of their character. And I just teach some extraordinary young women who, with great character, and I feel like I needed to let it begin with me.
Some marched without that support network. For 38-year-old Misty McKeehan, Donald Trump has done for her what no other president has, caused her to lose friends.
They said, "Why are you marching? You know, I've never felt that I wasn't equal." Well, of course you haven't, because people have marched for years for you to have that, you know, this right.
Do you feel like your friendship with people who you consider friends changed dramatically after the election?
Yeah, it did. It did. Removed a lot of people from my life. I think it showed people's true colors.
She says at first it was hard, but she eventually let the anger go. McKeehan is new to Charlotte. She moved from Kentucky. She came to this year's march with her 2-year-old son. He looks up at her from his stroller with wide eyes. McKeehan hopes to impart the ideals of equality and women's rights that spurred her to march onto him. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.